This is Jay Sekulow. It's up to the United States Senate and the American people for the repeal of Obamacare.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
On this vote, the yeas are 244, the nays are 185. The bill is passed.
I think, unfortunately, that Harry Reid will block the ability of this to go forward in the Senate, and we don't have enough votes right now among Republicans. All Republicans will vote to repeal and replace it, but Harry Reid will block our vote on that.
Republicans want to go back to the day when chicken noodle soup was the only option for hard-working families who couldn't afford care. The truth is, chicken noodle soup might be good for lunch, but as a health care policy, it is bad.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We're going to keep at it until we get this legislation off the books. It was a bad bill. It has become a bad law.
For the 30-something time, the Republicans try to take away protections for patients in our country. There's a little baby born with a birth defect. Once again, Republicans on the floor of the House spoke for and voted for the special interest over the people's interest.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. That was Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader of the House of Representatives, saying that the Republicans, and I guess some of the Democrats that voted to repeal Obamacare, are trying to take away protection from the little baby born with defect, with birth defects, which, A, is factually incorrect, and two, absurd, considering the bill itself had the largest expansion of abortion. And what about those children, Nancy Pelosi, that are now going to be having their lives terminated because of this expansive view of Medicare, which includes abortion services, health care, which includes abortion services as well? We said that, by the way. Remember there was that, oh, it doesn't really have that in there? Of course, we found out it actually did. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. This is the last day we're going to be talking about that because we're going to be delivering to the United States Senate a petition with your signatures on it, urging the vote. Now, it's going to be tough to get the vote there, but we want the American people to be on record urging the Senate to do this. Not only is it horrible from the abortion side, bad for the practice of medicine, terrible for the economic situation. I think this is going to be crippling to the American economy, which is already in trouble. But this is the last day we're going to be focusing on it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Logan, calls are already coming in.
All right, let's go to him. Let's go to Steve, caller from Colorado on line one. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, is that tax increase for average family, is it everyone in the whole United States?
If you don't pay the minimum coverage individual mandate, the tax is $2,300. There's also a lot of taxes inside the legislation as well, inside now the law. So this is the largest tax increase on the middle class, despite the fact that the president said there was no tax increase. Remember, he was specifically asked that question, and here's what he said.
Look, we can have a legitimate debate about whether or not we're going to have an individual mandate or not. But
you reject that it's a tax increase.
I absolutely reject that notion.
Yeah, so he rejects the idea that it's a tax, but he had his Solicitor General go up to the Supreme Court of the United States and argue that it's a tax. So whatever he said, it doesn't matter. Now we know it is a tax, and it's going to be enforced by Internal Revenue Service agents. So that's the nature of it. I want to know how this plays out for you in the upcoming election. Do you think this is still a big issue? Our phone line's open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Next week, we're going to be talking about the situation in Montana with that Jesus statue. Very significant development there, and I want to get in touch with you on that and let you know how we're going to take direct action. Folks, today's the last day for you to sign on to this petition. 36,480 of you have signed a petition directly to the United States Senate. Majority Leader Harry Reid saying, let the vote take place on the repeal of Obamacare that has passed the House of Representatives. So go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to sign that petition today. And when you're there at aclj.org, make that online donation. It's doubled in our matching challenge. aclj.org.
Now that the House has voted to repeal Obamacare, the next hurdle, the U.S. Senate. Here's the problem. Senate Majority Leader Reid has vowed to keep the issue off the table. He won't even schedule a vote. That's not what the American people want or deserve. A majority of Americans understand that Obamacare is a government-run law that creates a damaging tax, while at the same time dramatically expands funding for abortions. The House has voted to repeal this flawed measure. Now it's time for the Senate to take up the issue and schedule a vote. Stand with the ACLJ now. Demand that Majority Leader Reid fulfill his responsibility. Put Obamacare on the calendar. Schedule a vote. Let senators vote on repealing this dangerous law. Time to put pressure on the Senate right now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're getting a lot of calls in on this Obamacare repeal. Senator Harry Reid, of course, does not want that vote to take place. I think he's afraid he might have some Democratic defectives coming forward where they'd actually leave and vote for repeal, as happened in the House of Representatives. Because you ask yourself, what's he afraid of? He's got a majority. But he doesn't want that vote. He doesn't want the Democrats on record on this. That's really what this is all about. If you want to talk to us on air, it's easy to do. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. And again, this is the last day for you to sign on to that petition to the United States Senate demanding that we, in fact, get that vote. Very easy to do, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
All right, Kenny's calling from California on line 5. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kenny.
I have a question. It's not so much concerning the Democrat side, but it's in the U.S. Senate, will all the Republicans, if it does come up, will they actually vote?
If it did go to the floor of the Senate, I'm convinced that all of the Senate Republicans will vote to repeal. The question is this: you're asking a great question. Is the House of Representatives passed it? It's now supposed to go to the Senate. Why is not the Senate voting it? Well, the Senate Majority Leader has to schedule the vote. That's Harry Reid. He doesn't want to do that. And the reason he doesn't want to do that, he doesn't want a recent vote post the Supreme Court decision showing where the Democrats are, because they know this is a vulnerability for them. So that's what this is all about. It's politics at this point. And what we're doing by urging the Senate to vote, at least the American people will be on record saying, we want a vote, United States Senate, on this repeal. Now, that's going to be up to Harry Reid to do it. You know what I think is going to happen there. But we need to be on record. So, again, last day for you to be on record as we move to another topic next week. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
All right, we're going to go to Keith, who's calling from Maryland on line 6. Keith has an interesting point of view. What's your question or comment today?
I just think this is scaring the public about taxes.
Why do you say it's scaring the public when the Supreme Court said it was a tax and the Solicitor General of the United States said it was a tax?
We pay out taxes to Medicare.
Okay.
People don't realize when you work and they take out taxes, you pay FICA taxes for unemployment. And if you don't have these taxes, then how are you going to get the services? So a lot of people, I think, they need...
Keith, I don't think that everyone is going after any form of taxes in general. I mean, obviously there are taxes that happens. It's the fact that there was a bait and switch on what this actually ended up being.
Yeah, so Keith, how do you answer that one? The president said it wasn't a tax and then sent his lawyer to the Supreme Court in the United States to argue it is a tax. Does that not bother you?
You know, whether it's a tax or not.
No, does it bother you that the president said it is most definitely not a tax and then sent his chief lawyer to the Supreme Court of the United States to argue it is a tax? Does that bother you in any way? If the president said one thing and then had his lawyer do something else, are you concerned about that?
I didn't catch the question.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and rephrase the question so you understand it. The president of the United States, let me play it for you. He was asked the question, is this a tax, that's talking about the individual mandate, by George Stephanopoulos. Listen to the question. Listen to the answer.
Look, we can have a legitimate debate about whether or not we're going to have an individual mandate or not. But
you reject that it's a tax.
I absolutely reject that notion.
Okay, so the president says, I absolutely reject the notion that it's a tax, as he sent his Solicitor General up to the Supreme Court of the United States to argue it's a tax. Does that not bother you?
No, you know why it doesn't?
Why? Yeah, I'd love to hear that answer, please. Yeah, go ahead. Why does lying not bother you?
I know that there is a law that was passed back in the 1800s that allow that give Congress the right to tax. And again, I go back to...
No, yeah, here's the question, Keith, and I'm gonna give you one more chance. When the president says to you, Keith, this is not a tax, and 10 minutes later he sends a Solicitor General of the United States, his lawyer, to the Supreme Court and says to the Supreme Court, it is a tax. Does that contradiction not bother you?
It's politics. It's politics.
Okay, so you know what? Then it's okay for the president to lie.
He doesn't have an answer for it. So that's really the truth, as always.
Yeah, all right, okay, next question.
Let's move on. Let's see who we got coming in. Who's been on hold for a while. Let's go to Robert, who's calling from California. Quickly, Robert, what's your comment or question today?
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, my question is that I heard different talk shows, they said there's 22 hidden taxes in this Obamacare. Do you know what those hidden taxes are?
Oh, they're not so hidden now, by the way. There's all sorts of taxes, including capital gains taxes, increase in tax rates, the Obamacare tax itself. There's a list of taxes. So this is the greatest and largest income tax rate increase on the middle class that we've ever seen. And I'm going to get for you after the break or in the next few minutes a list of some of those taxes. So I'll give you the entire list, but I've given you some, but there's many more. So that's part of the problem. Folks, this is why we want to get the Senate to vote on this. At least get them of record. You want them of record? I sure do, as this election comes forward. You go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition online, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. By the way, over 36,000 of you have contacted us just in the last 2 days, just dealing with the United States Senate. We heard from over 120,000 of you when it came to the House of Representatives. We're shooting the goal now for 50,000 for the Senate. That will be delivered later today. So again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
All right, we're going to move on to Matt, who's calling from Missouri. He's been on hold for the longest beginning of the show. However, this is something that we almost get this question, I think, every day.
Yep.
So we're going to try to wrap it up. What's your question?
Hi. Hey, Matt.
You did already ask this. I haven't heard anybody ask the question, but I just was wondering why, if this is such a great thing for the American people, that those who are trying to shove this down our throat are not jumping on board.
Yeah, you mean the House and the Senate, because they have their own health plan. You're right, because they know that this is European-style medicine, and European-style socialized medicine does not work as well. Let me tell you, because you could be waiting months and months and months, and sometimes years, for procedures and surgery. So that's where this is going, unless we get this stopped. And it's going to take an election, and it's going to take a House and the Senate to have bold moves to get it to stop. But you're right, the House and Senate sure don't want it as their health plan. Hey, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, who's next?
All right, we're going to go to Laverne in North Carolina on line 3. Laverne's got a little bit of an opposing opinion, so,
okay.
But keep it quick because we're running out of time for the segment.
Hey, Laverne.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm hearing all of this about what Obama did, but why was it necessary that he had to do it at all? We have people who are not being paid anything. There's not enough money being paid to people to even have insurance. Working 40 hours a week, still needing government services. People have blocked, done everything they possibly can to keep people from receiving
Well, first of all, we give health care to more, you know, if someone's indigent, they get health care in the United States. You understand that. If you show up at a hospital and you have no insurance and it's an emergency situation, you know that person is treated.
You know what, though? That bill rides with you, and anything you try to do, you got that bill riding with you. This Obamacare is just what it is, a myth. But the myth did not start with him.
Okay, I may have misunderstood. You don't think that the Obamacare legislation is really going to help anything?
You know what? My question is, why was it necessary to begin?
Okay. The reason, healthcare reform has been debated and debated since the 1970s here, and that is we're trying to get a better way to deliver healthcare to those in the United States. And nobody disagrees that we want the best healthcare plan we can have and the most effective. The question is, how is that imposed? And what you've got is, and this is in the Hill newspaper today, a study that says that Obama's health law is going to bring the U.S. more in line with Europe. That is a European-style health care. And that has not been very good for the Europeans, and you don't hear of a lot of Americans going over to Europe for medicine and for surgeries. And that's the reality of what we've got. That's the problem with this. There is a problem within the healthcare system. Nobody doubts that. Streamlining needs to be taking place. But to do that, we need to get rid of bureaucracy. We need tort reform so that the rates can come down. These doctors are having to do defensive medicine because they're afraid of lawsuits. That's the reality of medicine being practiced today, and that's why no one's objecting to the idea of health reform being necessary. It's the method upon which it is delivered that is creating the problems. Folks, we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. By the way, we are almost at 37,000 signatures, exactly 36,954 to be exact. So you go to ACLJ.org, last day to do it, for you to go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition for the repeal in the United States Senate. At least we get the vote in the United States Senate. You can go to ACLJ.org or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, let me ask you all a very specific request here. We're in the middle of a matching challenge campaign here at the ACLJ, which means we've got a group of donors that have pulled together and said whatever donations are made during this period of time, they're going to match it. So if someone donates $20, we get 40. 40 is 80. 80 is 160. On it goes. So I'm going to encourage you, if you go to the website, you can make a tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ. If you appreciate the work we're doing, not just on this radio broadcast, but around the globe fighting for freedom, then you go to ACLJ.org, make that online donation today. That really helps us out. ACLJ.org. You can call in their donation as well at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Now that the House has voted to repeal Obamacare, the next hurdle, the U.S. Senate. Here's the problem. Senate Majority Leader Reid has vowed to keep the issue off the table. He won't even schedule a vote. That's not what the American people want or deserve. A majority of Americans understand that Obamacare is a government-run law that creates a damaging tax, while at the same time dramatically expands funding for abortions. The House has voted to repeal this flawed measure. Now it's time for the Senate to take up the issue and schedule a vote. Stand with the ACLJ now. Demand that Majority Leader Reid fulfill his responsibility. Put Obamacare on the calendar. Schedule a vote. Let senators vote on repealing this dangerous law. Time to put pressure on the Senate right now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Who do we have next?
Sure, let's go to Margaret from North Carolina. She's been on hold for a while and has a question that I think a lot of people have been calling in with questions about. So go ahead. What's your question?
Sure. Hey, Margaret.
Good afternoon. I guess I've been misled or confused about what's going on. How, if you could help me and answer
the question,
how is this going to affect someone like me? I have multiple sclerosis, so I can't work. I've been denied disability because I've been staying home taking care of my children while my MS has gotten worse. My husband is employed this year. He wasn't employed a year ago, but he did get a job this year. But they don't have an affordable family plan. My daughter, fortunately, is covered under the Child Health Care Act, so she has a Medicare plan. My husband's got insurance, but here I've been at least 5 years without medical care.
Yeah, and this isn't really going to – here's what's going to happen. The fact that it's not affordable, this is where you're going to have a problem. If it's being offered and you don't elect to take the minimum coverage – even though you're saying it's not affordable, you're going to have to pay the tax. You're not going to get coverage. You're going to have to pay the tax, and the tax will be about $2,300. That's the problem with that, where I think we should have increased the ability for coverage without creating another government bureaucracy. So that's really the problem here. Margaret, it sounds like your husband's company offers a plan. It's just expensive.
His current wage doesn't allow it in our budget for any.
So you can't afford it. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a minimum plan available. Maybe they'll have some state plans. I don't think that's going to change how much these plans cost. They're going to be expensive. And if you don't elect to get that coverage, that is the individual mandate. That's the tax. You will then be subject to the $2,300 tax.
And now against that option, let me say, you know, for the past 5 years, I have been doing well, and I do what I can to scrimp and save. And when I've seen a doctor, I take they take the fees out of my pocket.
Right.
And you know what? And I don't know if this is a big secret to everybody, but doctors charge you when you say I don't have insurance, and they take out of pocket. They take out of my pocket less than they charge for the insurance.
Well, I don't know how the inner workings of that go, but I will tell you this. You're, in addition to paying out of pocket, you're going to be paying a tax of $2,300 by 2016. So that's the problem. That's why we want to repeal this and get something in that makes sense. It doesn't solve your health care need, unfortunately, but it does increase your tax burden. And that's a real reason, folks, why we need to get this repealed and why we need this vote. And I appreciate Margaret calling in, because there's a perfect situation. It's not going to help her. They have insurance. It's expensive. They can't afford it. Now they're going to be – she's paying for her health care. Now she's going to be taxed $2,300 on top of all this. So that's problematic, folks. That's the reason to go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition, demand that Senate vote, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And today's the last day to do that.
That's right. And we talked about earlier, you said that, you know, the European, you hear a lot of people from Europe, or a lot of people from America going to Europe to get Medicare, any sort of medical care. You also, I mean, in many ways, you see a lot of people coming to America from all over the world to practice medicine. You go to a hospital and you look at just a directory, and it's a beautiful thing of how many people have come here specifically.
Medical trade,
and you don't hear a lot of Americans also that want to leave the country, unless they're doing it on missions or something good, something to do positive. You don't hear a lot of them going because that system is so much better.
No, they got doctors that come from all over the world, come to the United States to practice because we have the best advanced medical system in the world, and we do attract great world-class international doctors. But also, you're right, you don't see doctors from here, other than mission trips and things like that, going to set up a practice in these other countries. All right, to the phones we go.
And we're going to move on to Dr. Frank, actually, is calling from New York. Dr. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
Good.
I didn't realize. I employ several doctors around the country. I will be closing some of my clinics once this comes in because of the burdens that will be upon my business. And as a surgeon, that doesn't do well for lots of the patients out there. And as far as my colleagues are concerned, many of my colleagues feel the same way. And that's tragic. And the person that just called earlier in regards to that, that is in fact, I've made way through the 2,700 pages. Harry Reid doesn't want to have a vote because many of those senators have read now the document, and he knows that they will defect. They need to defect. I'm put my name on the list as well, and I'm totally in accordance with what you're speaking of. But that's exactly what's gone on. From Britain, we do not have the care that you have here in America currently, and that is true. We are trying to Mr. Cameron is trying to rigorously get rid of it because it's breaking us. The Canadians come here, which is styled off to Britain as well. They are trying to get into your country to get that. The line, it's not a joke. People just haven't read that. And those who want it and think it's free, it's not free. Even those who wave their hands on Occupy this or that will have to pay as well.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. We're hearing from a lot. I've heard, you know, personally from a lot of doctor friends of mine that are saying exactly the same thing, that this is going to radically and drastically impact their practice and how they perform medicine and practice medicine. So we appreciate you calling in, Dr. Frank, and we appreciate that. That is a real problem.
Definitely. Dr. Frank, stay on hold if you're still there because we want to get some information from you. All right, we're going to move on. Let's see who else has been calling, who's been waiting the longest. We've got Aaron, who's calling on line six. Aaron, you got a quick question. What is it?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey. I've been listening to a lot of the people who call in and give the responses that try to defend Obamacare, and their answers are anywhere between it's just politics, or it's interchangeable. And it appears that they're just copping out on the question, and they're not really answering it.
Well, clearly, when we had the other caller call, I said the president said it wasn't a tax, and he sends a solicitor general up to it and says it's a tax. Does that bother you? His answer was no, it doesn't. I think some people really believe that this legislation is going to be helpful, and there's a lot of Americans, a majority of Americans, that don't, and that's the reality.
All right, we're going to move on to calls.
Here's what we're going to do, folks. I'm going to be staying in for the next half hour for Jordan's program. So you keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll get to as many of those calls as we can.
Even if you don't get the show in your area because it's not on as many stations, Jay Sekulow Live, call in. You'll be talking to Jay. It'll be exactly the same. So just call that number again. It's 1-800-684-3110. All right, we're going to move on quickly from Mark, who's been on hold for a while. He has a quick question that I don't know if it's been answered. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. Thanks for your work. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, I just have a question about the $2,300 tax.
Yes.
If a person has a family of four and they're not insured, like, you know, wife, couple kids, whatever, is that a per-person tax, per-household tax?
No, that's going to be the $2,300 tax will be on the family. Like, when you it will actually be a tax as if you were, you know, just had an increase in your family tax hold expenditures. So that's what that really is. It's a tax, and it's a significant tax, and it goes up each year unless this thing is repealed. And like I said, it's going to take the Senate, the House, probably another president to do that. The penalty equates to the greater of $695 for each uninsured adult or 2.5% of income up to $12,500 when the mandate is put in place. So you see how it works. It's $695, so a family of four would be it ends up being about $2,400, roughly is the rough time of what this will be. Folks, keep calling in. We're going to be taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you, this is it, folks. Last day for you to sign on to this petition. If you want to get a vote in the United States Senate, it may be symbolic, but we need it urgent. We need the symbolism of getting people on record. So go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition there, which over 36,000 people have done, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And again, when you're at the website or when you call in, you make that online donation, it is doubled. So any amount you donate, which is tax deductible, we get a matching grant for, and we really appreciate that. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And again, I'll be doing Jordan's program today, so if you want to stay on the line, I encourage you to do it. If you want to call in, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.